Let's just dive right in. You've probably been there. You put resources, time, effort into training. You're hoping for that boost. And then, well, it just seems to fade away. There's that statistic, right? Something like 70% of training forgotten, maybe within a day.
Yeah, it's a startling number. 70% in 24 hours. It really makes you question the whole investment, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. I mean, you've got the platforms, the LMS, all the content, but does it actually stick? Does it translate? Often, maybe not.
Exactly. And that's the frustration we hear about. It's this gap between the effort put in and the actual results you see on the job.
Which brings us to what we're digging into today. We want to look at why traditional training sometimes falls short and explore this idea of AI-driven precision learning.
Right. We've got some interesting sources for this. There's the CHRO's roadmap, which talks about integrating this stuff into the HR tech stack.
Yep, and insights from the Smart Training AI website itself, their own podcast, Stay Tuned, a study guide, even a timeline.
And what's interesting is they all kind of converge, don't they? They're all taking a hard look at current methods and suggesting, well, maybe there's a smarter way.
So our mission, if you will, for this deep dive is figure out why training often doesn't stick, get past the buzzwords around AI training, what does it really mean, and see how a different approach could actually lead to, better learning, real results for you and your people.
Sounds good. Where should we start the core problem?
Yeah, let's start there. Why doesn't it always translate? What's the disconnect?
Well, the sources consistently point to what they call a precision problem.
Yeah.
It's maybe less about the content itself being bad or the platform being clunky.
Okay.
It's more that the typical approach is just too one size fits all. It doesn't really account for how different people actually learn, how they absorb things.
Right, back to that forgetting curve you mentioned. Ebbinghaus, wasn't it? It just shows how fast information can decay if the approach isn't right for retention.
Exactly. And you see this reflected in employee sentiment too. LinkedIn Learning found, what, 86% see development as key to staying somewhere.
Huge number. But
But only about 25% are actually happy with the training they get. That's a massive gap.
wow. So employees want the development, they value it, but what they're getting often isn't hitting the mark for them.
Precisely. If it doesn't feel relevant or
Okay.
engaging in the way they learn, or if it doesn't connect with how their brain works best, it's unlikely to stick.
So the argument is we focus too much on just pushing information out, maybe.
Yeah. Sort of distributing content rather than really thinking about how individuals process and apply that information.
Okay, but what about AI personalization? We hear that term thrown around a lot with learning platforms. Sounds like it should fix this, right?
Well, the CHRO's roadmap is actually quite critical of how that term is often used. They argue it's frequently just basic automation, content sequencing, meaning this system might see you watched video A, so it recommends video B because it's similar. Or you finish module one, so here's module two. Maybe it adjusts pace if you answer questions quickly.
So it's reacting to your clicks, essentially, what
Right.
you do in the system.
It has a reactive automation based on your behavior within the platform.
Yeah.
And look, that can add some value, a bit of tailoring,
Right.
but the sources argue it's missing a deeper layer.
Yeah.
It doesn't really understand how you learn best, how your brain is actually wired to take in, hold on to, and use new stuff.
Right. So what's missing then? What's that deeper layer?
It's about genuine cognitive insight, drawing on what we know from, neuroscience, cognitive psychology, how memory works, how attention works, how prior knowledge impacts new learning.
Like the science-backed principles.
Yeah, exactly. Even the APA, the American Psychological Association, talks about evidence-based learning principles, things about spacing, retrieval practice, cognitive load.
Yeah.
But many platforms don't really build on that deep cognitive understanding. It's more surface-level reactions, like recommending a similar restaurant instead of understanding your actual taste preferences.
Gotcha. Which brings us to smart training AI and this precision learning concept. How are they trying to fill that gap?
Their whole approach, as described, shifts from just watching behavior to gaining what they call cognitive insight. It's not just about what you click on. It's about trying to understand the fundamental ways you process information, how you absorb it, how you recall it later.
And the key tool for that is their learning style assessment, the LSA.
Yes, that seems to be central. The LSA. It's described as a fairly quick assessment, not stressful, no pass/fail.
Okay.
It looks at how you naturally process things, communicate, remember stuff. The roadmap mentions it analyzes over like 2,000 cognitive and communication variables.
2,000. Wow. So it's not just are you visual or auditory?
No, definitely not. It's about creating a much more detailed cognitive profile. Think of it like mapping out your unique mental toolkit, you know,
Yeah.
how you prefer to use different cognitive tools.
Okay, so they get this detailed profile. Then what? How does that actually change the training?
That's the crucial part. The LSA insights drive the tailoring. They use it to adjust delivery methods. Should it be more discussion-based, more hands-on, more visual, the structure of sessions, the pacing?
Makes sense.
And they also have this feature called group mapping, which is interesting. It groups learners based on cognitive compatibility.
So not just by department or experience level, but by how their minds work similarly.
Exactly. The idea is that people who process information in similar ways might actually learn better together, bouncing ideas off each other more effectively.
Huh. Different way to think about cohort design.
It is. And then there's the Adapt Your Training System, the AYT. This gives trainers actual cues and tips
For what?
for tweaking their approach, pacing, format, structure, based on the specific cognitive makeup of that particular group they're training. The whole goal is smarter training, built for the brain, as they put it.
Okay, let's talk practicalities. Integration. Does this mean ripping out your existing LMS that you've maybe spent years implementing? That's often a huge barrier.
Yeah, huge concern. But the sources, especially the roadmap, stress that this is designed to layer on top of existing systems. LMS, HRIS, it integrates. It doesn't demand a full replacement, certainly not initially.
So it works with what you have.
That's the idea. They outline a three-phase approach: plan and align, then deploy, improve, then optimize and scale. The emphasis is on starting smart,
Meaning.
meaning start with a pilot. Pick a high-impact area, maybe onboarding for a key role or first-time manager training, something where improvement really matters.
And run it with a smaller group first.
Exactly. A focused cohort.
Yeah.
And they claim the deployment for a pilot can be quick days, not the usual months-long slog for big system changes. Lets you test the waters, see the results.
And trainers get info up front about their group.
Yes. These group insights reports, they give the trainer a snapshot of the cognitive styles in the room before they start. Potential strengths, maybe areas where they'll need to adapt their style. It helps them prepare more strategically.
It really sounds like it's aimed at empowering the trainer, not making them obsolete.
Absolutely. That
Yeah.
comes through strongly. It's not about AI taking over the classroom. It's about giving the human trainer better tools, better insights, removing some of the guesswork.
So they get insights before training with the reports and mapping.
Right. And during the training, there's this smart assistant feature mentioned.
What does that do?
It can offer real-time prompts to the trainer, like maybe suggest a different type of activity or a slight shift in communication style based on how the group seems to be responding cognitively.
Interesting, like a co-pilot.
Kind of. And then after the session, the data helps refine things for next time. There's that quote in the roadmap from a trainer.
It was.
What was it? Like going from flying blind to having X-ray vision.
That's a powerful analogy. Okay, but let's talk ROI. The bottom line for leaders, how does this help measure the actual impact of training beyond just completion rates?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Traditional metrics, completions, smile sheets, they measure activity, but not necessarily capability or behavior change.
Right. Did they learn it? Can they use it? Does it make a difference?
Exactly. Smart training AI talks about providing training intelligence, tracking different things.
Like what? What are these different metrics?
Things like how well the training delivery actually aligned with the learner's cognitive styles, how much prep time trainers saved because they had better upfront info. Crucially, time to skill acquisition. How fast did people actually get competent?
Okay, that's getting closer to business impact.
Right. And the effectiveness of different delivery methods for different cognitive profiles.
Yeah.
The roadmap even has a table contrasting these new metrics with the old ones. It's a clear shift.
So this data lets HR leaders have different kinds of conversations.
That's the goal. To move from we trained X people to our training initiative reduced onboarding time by Y percent or improved manager effectiveness scores by Z. Connecting training directly to strategic outcomes like productivity, capability, retention.
Now we have to address the learning styles concept itself. It's been around forever, VARK and all that. How does this fit in, or does it contradict it?
That's a really important clarification. The sources definitely acknowledge the popularity of models like VARK, visual, auditory, read-write, kinesthetic. People talk about them a lot.
But.
But they also point to a significant amount of research. Pachler's work is often cited, plus newer meta-analyses that basically found very little empirical proof that tailoring teaching to these self-reported styles actually improves learning.
So just because someone says they're a visual learner, designing purely visual training for them doesn't necessarily mean they'll learn better.
The evidence for that direct matching is weak, according to that research. It seems our preferences aren't always aligned with what's actually most effective for our brains.
Okay, so how does smart training AI avoid that trap?
They seem to be consciously moving away from those simple self-reported categories.
Yeah.
Their LSA, with its 2,000-plus data points, is about objective cognitive data, not subjective preference. It's a much deeper, more granular look at how information is actually processed.
So it's data-driven cognitive profiling, not preference matching.
Exactly. There's that quote attributed to Tim Dingle. Learning styles may have been mythologized, but that doesn't mean all brains learn the same way. That captures it well. The idea that people learn differently is valid. It's the oversimplified models that have been questioned. This aims for data-backed personalization.
Okay, so boiling it all down. For you listening, what are the key takeaways here?
I think the main thing is this. Traditional training, even with good intentions and tech, often misses the mark because it's not precise enough about how people actually learn. That 70% forgetting rate is a symptom of that lack of precision.
Right.
Smart training AI proposes a way to fix this by adding a layer of cognitive intelligence understanding the learner's brain onto the systems you already have.
It's not necessarily rip and replace.
No. It's about enhancing, empowering trainers with real data, and crucially, getting to metrics that show actual impact and ROI, not just activity.
And you can start small, test it out with a pilot.
Exactly. The barrier to entry seems lower. You can try it in a focused way, see if it delivers, before any massive commitment.
So as you reflect on your own organization's training, maybe ask, are we reaching everyone effectively? Or is our approach perhaps too broad, leaving potential on the table because we're not tailoring to how individuals truly learn?
Yeah, and that leads to a final thought to chew on. What is the hidden potential in your workforce right now? What could be unlocked in terms of performance, innovation, engagement? If your training was truly optimized for every individual's cognitive wiring, what could that mean for your future?
Powerful question. If this has sparked your interest and you want to dig deeper, the place to go is the Smart Training AI website. That's www.smart-trainingguide.com.
Mm-hmm. And they also have their podcast, STI Tuned, which likely goes into more detail on these topics.
And maybe even check out the learning style assessment for yourself, just to get a feel for that cognitive insight piece.
Yeah, definitely worth exploring. Look, in the business world today, things change so fast, making training truly effective, truly intelligent. It's moving from a nice to have to a real strategic need, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's about building lasting capability, not just ticking boxes, equipping people for what's next.